Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Again, these Mishnahs are explaining what we learned earlier. At the beginning of the first Perik, we learned that there are 15 Arayas that patter their Tzarais from Chalitza and Yevam. One of them was Eishes Achiv, his brother's wife, Shalehoya Be'ilamai. What's this case of Eishes Achiv Shalehoya Be'ilamai? So the Mishnah is going to explain. Shneiach, we have two brothers. One of them died. There was Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. After Reuven died, another brother was born. Levi was born. Levi and Reuven were never on this world at the same time. The second brother, Shimon, who was living when Reuven was still alive, he was Miyavim, Reuven's wife, his brother's wife. Shimon has another wife. So now he has another wife and the Yavam. He used to be married to Reuven. Now Shimon died. So Levi wants to know, where does he fit in over here? And the answer is he doesn't. None of Shimon's current wives are negayah to him. Hodeshaina, the first one, the one who was married to Reuven, Yoitza, she goes out automatically. She was the wife of his brother Reuven, who was not on this world the same time that Levi was on this world. And therefore, there's no yivam. As a matter of fact, she's an erva to him. Because every eishes achiv is an erva unless there's a mitzvah of yivam. Once we give her the status of an erva, so Mamela, the other wife, also goes out. Vashnia, Shimon's other wife, goes out, Mishim Tzarasa, because she's the tzara of an erva. Now we're going to be introduced to something, which we're going to see a lot in this Masechta of Hashem. Is we touched on a little bit in our Hagdama. In Yevamis, there's something called a mimer. What is mimer? Mimer literally means to say something, from the Lashon of Amar, to say, a declaration. Stam is when a person gets married. So first there's Kiddushin, Hariat Nekudesh Esli, and that's followed by Nesuyim. When someone's brother dies without children, the Torah says there's just Yivam. But the Rabbanan say, no, there should be something similar to Kiddushin, even by Yivam as well. That means the Yavim, the surviving brother, is going to give the Yavama money or shtar, and that's going to be the equivalent to Kiddushin, but it's only Midrabanan. Once she accepts this money, and he makes some kind of a declaration that, okay, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah, you're going to be a Yavama, so she is considered his wife Midrabanan. Let's say the Yavim changes his mind afterwards. He does not want to be Miyavimer. So we're going to need chalitz over here, which is what is needed mid-diraisa, to undo the chiyuv that a Yavim has to be Miyavim, his brother's wife. But in addition to chalitza, he's also going to need a get. Now, let's go back to our Mishnah. Also b'maimer umes. What happened over here? Once again, there's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies and Levi is born. When Reuven died, Shimon, in this case, was not Miyavim, Reuven's wife, but he started the process. There was only a mimer. Also a mimer, the second brother, Shimon, he did the mimer with the first brother's wife, and he also has another wife. The mace, then Shimon died. And of course, Reuven and Shimon don't have children. If not, the whole case wouldn't be negayah. Where does Levi fit into the picture over here? And the answer is, now Levi is going to have to take some action. Hashnia, the second wife, the wife of the second brother, because he was married to someone before he did the mimer, choyletzes v'loy misyavemes. Choyletzes means, we're going to have to do chalitz over here. Because really, min ha-toida, there's no reason Levi shouldn't be miyavim Shimon's wife. But because Shimon, who passed away now, was a little bit married, at least midrabanan, to Reuven's wife, and she is an erva to Levi, because she's his brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah of Yivam, because they weren't around at the same time. Levi was born after Reuven died. So Shimon's other wife is kind of a tzaras erva. She needs chalitza, because min ha-toyrah, she's not a tzaras erva. But v'loy misyavemes, we won't allow Levi to be miyavim her, because she's a little bit of a tzaras erva. She was a co-wife, she was a tzara to the woman that was already Reuven's wife. And when you ever you have this kind of a situation that they're partially married, so the din is chayletzes for loy misyavemes. So again, the Mishnah told us what's an eshes achav shlihaya be'olame. We have Reuven, Shimon. They're both alive on this world at the same time. Reuven dies, and then Levi is born. Then Reuven dies. Shimon was miyavim Reuven's wife. And Shimon had another wife. And then Shimon died. Here's a clear-cut case. Levi cannot be, this is Minatoyr, it cannot be miyavim. The wife that was married to Reuven, she's an eshes achav shlihaya be'olamai. She was married to Reuven, and Levi and Reuven were not alive at the same time. And once she becomes an erva, her tzara is also an erva, so no chalitza is necessary, and there's no yiva. If Shimon didn't mamish marry yet, Reuven's wife, he wasn't miyavim, but he did maimer. That's kedusha midrabbanan. And then Shimon died. So now we say, Levi, listen. We can't let you be miyavim, Shimon's other wife, because the maisa, she was a shtickle tzara to an erev of yours. That's Reuven's wife. But because it was only midrabbanan, chalitza will be necessary over here to remove the chiv that Levi has to be miyavim, Shimon's wife. And of course, the wife that Shimon just did the maimer for is not nogeya. She does not need, not chalitza, no yivam is possible. She is an eshes achiv shlihaya be'olamai.